It's Friday, finally. Time to think about a cocktail this weekend with Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
What's our cocktail this weekend?
This time we're making the Sazerac.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
So this is a classic cocktail. It was invented in the 1830s in New Orleans. Up until about 1870, it was actually made with cognac. But then the phylloxera epidemic in Europe wiped out the vines, and they switched over to American rye whiskey, which is what we're using today.
Now, this is a really simple cocktail to make. Tell me, what are the ingredients and how do you make it?
So it's all about technique. You want to make sure you have a glass that's been chilled in advance, and then you're going to rinse it with some absinthe, just a little bit.
You use a spray bottle.
I do, but you can also just dump some absinthe in glass, spin it around, and dump out any excess.
Waste.
And then you're going to take 2 ounces of rye whiskey. We're using the Last Feather Rye from Journeyman Distillery. They're out in Three Oaks, Michigan. And this is a really unusual rye because it actually uses both rye and wheat as their secondary grain instead of corn, which is more typical in other ryes. After we add the rye to our mixing glass, we're going to add some simple syrup. I like to use about between 1/4 ounce and 1/2 ounce, but that really depends on how sweet you like your drinks. And then 3 dashes or more, if you like it, of the Peychaud's bitters. Stir that really well. You want to get it really nice and cold, and then pour it into your chilled glass that you've rinsed with absinthe. And then you're just going to twist a lemon twist over top. And that lemon twist is really important. The aroma of this drink is one of the things that's so captivating about it.
Well, we'll give it a try. I've had a Sazerac or two in my life, so we'll see how this one compares. Oh, that's really nice. There's a little spice note to that whiskey.
Right, and that's coming from both the rye and some of that flavor from the wheat as well.
The absinthe has a sort of anise or licorice odor to it, and the lemon really mixes nicely with that when you bring it up to your nose.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for mixing this for us.
Cheers.